This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I don't know how to not make playrooms horrible. Oh, the kids with that, like, world mixing. This is the worst because it's not even, like, creative world mixing. Is they take the play couch and they make a big square with it and then they play dump. And not dump like they're dumping everything. Dump like they're taking trash to the dump, or they call it, like, trash day or whatever, but it is just dumping everything they own into this pit that the couch has made, and everything breaks, like rocking chairs thrown into the dump, like, oh my gosh, Legos thrown into the dump. And as soon as, like, I start to hear that, I'm like, no, not today.
That is a terrible game.
Like, I love your creativity, and absolutely not. That's not flying. Mom can't do it. And my playroom is the first room you walk into in my house. Yeah. So, like, then my husband gets home and he walks into the dump that looks like a dump, but also the first
is
thing
the
you
dump.
See. But it's our
the
house.
Dump in every sense. Wow. That's a terrible game.
Like, I feel like, I'm like, oh, should I be squashing their creativity? But also, like, they deserve a mom who doesn't have an eye twitch. All right, you ready to jump in?
Yeah.
All right, welcome. We are Nikki and Ashley, and we are the Adventure Mamas. Today, we are going to talk about entry-level adventures. And what we mean by that is, like, what I mean when I think of that is, like, beginner adventures, like, new to adventuring. What do I do? Is that your, what are your thoughts on entry level?
I was thinking for entry level was either newer to adventuring or newer to adventuring with kids.
Yeah.
Because that kind of resets the clock in a lot of ways, like, even if you are someone who does, like, solo adventures or adult adventures, whatever. Adventures without thinking about diapers and potty breaks.
I forgot that I used to do those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a thing.
Yeah, like, before kids, oh my gosh, one of my favorite memories was, like, I was newly married and a bunch of, like, co-workers of my husband's who became friends, we all went hiking and found, like, this, like, deep gorge with, like, a cliff and, like, blackberry bushes. Like, so essentially, like, we hiked, then we cliff jumped, like, about 40 feet. And then just kept on, like, they had, like, these smaller cliffs that, like, the guys just kept on, like, doing backflips off of, and me and my friend Madara were, like, picking blackberries from some brambles that we found and just floating in, like, the Texas lake, really deep lake, and, yeah, floating in pool noodles and cliff jumping and
eating. Sounds very slick.
It was. It was feels like a whole different life, a whole different person.
I've never done that, like the jump off the cliff into a body of water thing.
It's stressful.
On my list. Yeah, it seems stressful, but on my list of things to do at some point.
I was positively peer pressured into it. I'm not a strong swimmer, as you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was stressful. But my husband was down there already, and he is a very strong swimmer. Right. So I was testing his limitations of saving me.
He was going to save you.
Yeah, and then, like, I was last to go. I have a video of it. I'll share if I can find it. On our very neglected Instagram that I've been not doing much with, but
I haven't done anything either. It's a two-woman neglect.
It's almost like we have like families and adventures and things going on.
We're busy or something.
I mean, you're busy. I'm not. I do nothing.
Yes. I mean, gosh, Nikki. Gosh. Just sitting around all day.
Bonbons.
Nikki is busier than any human I know. Eh.
Your dad is probably the busiest human you know.
George is busiest than Nikki. It's a close second.
I don't even know how it ends up that way either. I don't plan this. Like, I just...
It finds you.
It does. I'm currently not, like, I've been, you'll chuckle and maybe we'll cut this out because it's very specific. But, like, I've been very annoyed with our lack of FRGs here, which is Family Readiness Group for the non-military people. And it's, like, the spouses that get together and support each other and teach the young ones what to do. And, like, that's where the meal trains are coming from. And that's where, like, all this stuff is going on. And it's just, my husband and I got in an argument because he insisted that it exists. And I said, well, I have not seen it. And everybody I know here has not seen it. So if it exists to you, that's great for you. But
it's
not
for you, though.
Yeah. But also, I'm not going to go to the commander and say, where's the FRG? It's really lacking because I do not need another thing on my plate. I am not seeking it out.
I'm proud of you for not seeking it out.
Thank you.
Good job. Good job. It'll find you anyway, though. Oof.
I hope not.
No.
As our Instagram can show, I really don't need something else. Like, we recorded, I think, 3 episodes. This is our 3rd that Instagram hasn't seen and I haven't posted or edited yet. Okay, we'll catch up.
It's fine. We're not worried.
Or I'll go jump off a cliff for fun and just avoid. Pure avoiding.
Take an adventure.
Disassociation, adventure mom style.
Yes. But yeah. I absolutely plan my family's adventures around how stressful my house is making me feel. Like, if I'm feeling good about my house, we're out for 2 hours. If I'm really stressed about my house, we gone the whole day.
Yep.
Not staying.
It's amazing how... I would say clean your house stays, but how little it digresses or like decreases in cleanliness when you're just not there. Like, it's not getting messier.
Yeah. We were out pretty much all day yesterday and we got home and Alec and I were like, if our house had been clean, it would still be clean. But unfortunately, it was trashed. So it's still trashed.
Not trashed more.
It's true. It's true.
Which it could be. Like, don't ever say, like, this is as worse as it can get. Because if you got kids, it can get worse.
Always get worse.
But yeah, that was like, I did really cool, fun adventures like that. Mm-hmm. Pre-kids. And then I feel like It took me a little while to find my adventuring way after having kids. Mm-hmm. I became a mom in Japan, so that was another factor.
I feel like that's just an adventure in and of itself.
Yeah, like everything either was a grand adventure or in my house. Like leaving my house was an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
My son, I don't know if you knew this. My son did some baby modeling in Japan because they love little white babies.
Yes, I did know this.
He was like in a commercial around 1 year old. It was great. So like we did some adventuring, but it wasn't super nature-y adventuring. Like I didn't climb a mountain with my little guy. I climbed a mountain before him. I climbed, I think, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 mountains in Japan before I had kids. But yeah, it took me a little while to find my groove, and it started very slow, and it started very much with probably with kid-friendly indoor places, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then
like play space or like the library?
Both. Mm-hmm. Play spaces are very common in Japan, so we would do some of those, and then yeah, as soon as we moved back to the States, finding a library, finding a couple playgrounds was kind of where I was at. I also, when I got back to America, was pregnant with my second, like freshly first trimester pregnant. So a little bit limited there as far as queasiness. And honestly, I hit the ground here and I got a job because that is the Nikki way. and it probably wasn't until about a month before my second was born. So now I'm largely pregnant and I went on maternity leave and I ended up not going back. But that's when I was like, wow, like let's hit the trail, man. Like people at the playground are like, wow, when you're due. And I was like, hopefully right now.
I'm trying right now.
Probably made a whole lot of people nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably how it started with me. And I met you shortly after that. And then having an adventure friend helped me really hit my groove. What about you? What was your entry into adventure pre-kids and post-kids?
Yeah. I think it was like adventure-y, I guess, before kids. Like in that kind of, we have nothing else to do. Let's go do this thing because we can type thing.
Yeah.
And then when my son was born, I was a nanny for another kid. And so I just kind of like in that way, like my oldest wasn't my oldest. Stereotypically, mm-hmm. because I was just like, okay, I've already taken care of this other kid. This is already the routine that we have. So my son's just coming along.
Yeah.
And we're all doing this together. So maybe I wouldn't have felt as comfortable doing the things right off the bat with a newborn, but I was like, this other family is like, they're paying me to take care of their son.
And yeah.
These are the things that we did before, and these are the things that we're going to keep doing. So it's just like, okay, we're going to the playground. We're going to the library. We're going to the zoo. Like, we're going, there's like a little kitty amusement park in Sacramento. It's like very kitschy. I can't remember what it's called right now, but it's very cute. In that, like, it's been there for a long time. So like people grew up going there and they take their kids and
oh, so I on love and
so
that. On.
But anyway, so like I just did the things with my son because I was already doing them.
He got second kid energy.
He did get second kid energy, which was nice for me, I think, in that like I didn't have trying to think of the best way to say this. Like, I didn't have that first baby fear of like, what do I do now? How do I live my life? Like, yeah. How do I take this child places? What do I do?
But what about like, the germs?
Like, right. It's just like, well, we're already doing it. Yeah. Like, we're going to keep doing it. Obviously, we left California. So my son was almost a year old when we left California. And then we got to Virginia and we were just in the groove of doing the things.
Remind me of this.
More kids.
I was just going to say, remind me of the age difference between your first and second.
My first is almost 7. In December, he'll be 7. And my middle is 4. She turned 4 over the summer. Okay. That's about 2.5 years between them.
It's a smidgen more than mine.
Mm-hmm.
But this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Not much.
Yeah.
My youngest is making a guest appearance on the pod through the wall. If you guys can hear screaming, my husband is managing bedtime. They are safe. They are cared for. Just bedtime.
I can't hear it.
Okay. Praise.
I can hear your husband when he talks, but I can't hear your kids.
The low voices just carry.
Yeah.
He's nowhere near as loud as they are. It just
no, I know. Scary. He's not a loud person.
So then what would you recommend? What are your recommendations for somebody, like looking back and thinking of those times where we were just starting with our littles or even in a new place? Like,
yeah,
it takes me a little bit of time to catch my bearings when we move and find out like what adventure and what nature school and what all of this looks like now here. Like what is our environment? What's the culture?
Yeah.
Georgia does not have an outside culture. Let me tell you that. They are AC hermits a lot.
I mean, it's hot.
It is.
I don't blame them.
I know. It's amazing seeing kids back on the playground now that, you know, the temperature is into the 70s again. Like, and then a day off of school. There were so many kids at the playground. I was like, oh, yes. Thank you.
That was the worst for my kids. That's how we met, was that there were no kids outside. Like, there was a very small window when people wanted to be outside with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you were outside any other time, it was like, oh, you are on your own.
Yeah, not only that, but you might be getting, like, dirty looks from from concerned parents who are like, it's 50 degrees and your kid is in a rain jacket and boots and splashing in puddles. This can't be safe.
Yeah.
Like, you guys know what the freezing point is, right? Like, they aren't going to turn into little bicycles. Yeah. That's a spring day in New York. Like, what are you talking about?
Fall spring. There was always like one day, like the first like sunny kind of warm day. And like everybody would go and put on their shorts and then be like, oh, it's not that warm. Like, I was wrong. I made a mistake.
I remember that vividly, like many years as a kid, being like, look, I misjudged this. Again, it happens every year.
You just want it to be spring so badly.
I know. After 6 months of winter. Yeah, I do. I just need a medium, like somewhere in between Georgia and New York, but also not Virginia, because
I was about to say it's Virginia.
It is, but I'm looking at like maybe West Virginia.
It's fair.
The Virginia taxes.
Yeah.
That's the New Yorker. Like, I don't know.
It's a doozy.
Anyways. So, suggestions for our dearest gentle listeners.
Yeah. Starting with very low expectations, starting small, starting local.
Yeah.
I think are my best tips, and not being afraid to like ask around and get suggestions and recommendations. I know Facebook mom groups are like a cesspool of nonsense. But also, there's a lot of good information to be found. And I know, at least I've always had good luck with getting good information when I ask a question or getting connected to a more specific group or something. Like, oh, have you tried this? Have you been here? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Especially in like the homeschool mama groups.
Yes.
That's a good resource.
Mom groups don't always suck, but it is a lot of work to find them that don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how some of those things evolve. Like one of my cloth diaper groups is one of my favorite mama groups, but like cloth diaper, and I don't really cloth diaper much anymore. So it's not really like the target, but also like all of my like-minded mamas are in there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that I've started looking for is the homeschool groups, and the like nature school groups, because if you can find, like, we're nature schoolers, as we've said in previous episodes. And so those moms are generally like-minded, like they're going to know where there's a trail.
Yeah.
And a lot of times too, in Virginia, there was one that was like an informal just gathering at a local park. Somebody else planned the like topic of discussion, the book. You and I both went a couple of times.
But it
was good to make it happen regularly. And then they did like snacks and a hike, and being able to jump on something like that. There's a couple like free schooling groups, I think, here that I've seen. I've wanted to jump in on some of their events, but join those. Look, that's one of my big advices, is look for some of those groups and then jump in on their events. I just made one here because I was hearing from a lot of friends that they were looking for exactly what you and I used to do in Virginia, with just like a very loose plan. Like they were looking for that type of like, let's hang out, let's let our kids move their bodies, listen to a story, talk through some like play-based learning things for very early elementary. And so I made a group, and then I shared it in a homeschool group, and there's been like 50 new people that I don't know that have joined it. So we have an event on Thursday, and there's a handful of people I've never met that have RSVP'd for it. And hopefully it'll be a good place of connection for us, but also for other moms, like, because having somebody who is a level or two more adventurous than you, or even, you know, on the same, you know, like, school, Nikki just was going to be like equally yoked.
Yeah, be equally yoked with your adventure partner.
I don't know what the like non-Christian way to say that would be, but it helps to have somebody paving the way already, especially if you're like mentally like blocked, like you don't know where to start, or you don't know how to do an adventure, like jump on an event that's planned that somebody else is leading and facilitating and setting the place and the time and the activities, and get a feel for some of them. And eventually I think people would be surprised how quickly they're like, oh yeah, I can go out and do the same thing on my own, even at a different place. So
yeah. I think giving yourself grace in the beginning, or even not in the beginning, now. Giving yourself grace all the time.
Yeah.
Being an adventure mama means doing the best you can and researching the best you can and making the best of things. But a lot of times things are not within your control.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to just kind of roll with the punches and say like, okay, this was not fabulous. This did not go according to our plan, and that's okay. And that doesn't mean that we're bad at this. And this doesn't mean that we should stop adventuring. Mm-hmm. And like, you don't need to hole up in your house and never leave again. Like, you're growing a muscle of adventuring. And you do that like bit by bit, step by step. And it's not always great. And that's okay.
And also framing that for your kids that way, like even when the adventures aren't great, it was still an adventure. And you never quite know what you're going to get with an adventure. And that's part of the fun of an adventure. And just keeping that positive, upbeat tone, even with little things like if you take a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to the park, if we do, it's an adventure now. Like it's an event. It is a picnic. It is an adventure. And keeping that positive, even if it's raining, or even if the playground has hornets in it at the moment, or I don't know. Run into that a lot, actually. Like this playground has bees. Like there's been a few different adventures where I'm like, darn it, I chose a bee playground.
We love the pollinators, just not on our playground. Please go away.
Yeah, just please don't sting my kids, because it's really hard to frame that positively.
My baby, she's 9 months, she grabbed a yellow jacket yesterday.
Oh, no.
And was like, nothing happened. She was fine. But like, my husband literally had to open her hand to let it out.
And it was okay with that? They are grumpy beings.
I know. It was bizarre. It was a bizarre situation. She was covered in applesauce. It took us several minutes to figure out why the yellow jackets were swarming her. And we're like, oh, we let the baby feed herself applesauce at the pumpkin patch. That's why. That's what happened. But she was fine.
She actually found her spirit guide.
Good luck with that one, Ash. Right? She is hardcore. I keep telling Alec, I'm like, she's the calm, quiet one who reads in her room and maybe takes up watercolors. And Alec is like, no, she's the most feral of them all. So maybe the yellow jacket is a premonition of things to come.
I love that your husband also calls my third dozer.
Yeah.
he sees our kids pretty accurately, actually.
Yeah. He's also trying to start like a small rugby squad, I think, of all the little girls in his life, because I mean, between like my littles and your littles and the nibblings on my side, like we got some tough girls coming up. He frequently looks at our nieces and he's like, she's a rugby player. I'm like, she's two. He's like, she's a rugby player.
My middle, nah, she wouldn't. But Dozer, yep.
Yeah, I could see it.
She'll take you out. She'll take me out. Feisty, she's been angry biting lately. So like she'll like battle cry in your face and then try to take a chomp out of your arm. I'm like,
nice. Yes,
off of me.
We don't bite.
Another idea I had for like beginner level, entry level adventures is we've talked about this a little bit on like micro adventures, which would probably be another really good one. Like some of the ideas we have there would probably also ebb and flow well with this concept for anybody who's listening. That's another episode that we have that might help if that's what you're looking for, if that's your cup of tea. But the concept of like taking something familiar or safe, known for your family, and then just adding a little bit more zhuzh to it. So like, you mentioned on the micro adventures, like you go to the playground, but this time you brought your bike to the playground. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh, this is fun. But yeah, or going to like a known place with a new friend or something too, mm-hmm. can add like that a little bit more adventure factor.
Yeah. We had some friends from church that we had been trying to get together with, and we finally got together with them, and the mom suggested, like, oh, let's go, like, do a little hike. And I was like, mm-hmm. yes, I love that for us. And it was, like, it's a place that I like to go, but my...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Kids don't necessarily love it because they're learning to like walking and they're doing really well. They've made a lot of improvements in the last couple of months. Very proud of them. But it's not kind of like in their repertoire of like, this is where we want to go. But they went with friends and that was fabulous. Like they were into it.
Yeah.
We had a whole crew of little people and they walked 2 miles.
Wow. Yeah.
And we mamas were both wearing babies. So it was a sight to behold.
Sure. Yeah, we did a new place. You and I, when you visit, we need to go camping at Skidway State Park because I went there and went hiking. We went, our motivator was that there's allegedly an alligator pond. I'm very certain that there are alligators in this pond, but we could not find any. And the friend we went with hadn't seen any like alligators in their natural habitat yet here. So it was a really fun park and the kids were struggling with walking, but having puddles to jump in the hope of seeing an alligator with some friends, like that was exciting. And then there were playgrounds near the parking area. So that was also exciting to get them back.
Yeah.
To have a playground to look forward to. So friends make things better.
They really do. And it's so nice, especially, I mean, whatever level of adventure you're on. But when you're in those early adventures, just knowing that you're not the only grown up in a situation. One grown-up and three kids is hard. Six kids and two grown-ups is somehow not so hard.
Yeah.
The math doesn't math.
Yeah, but it's true. And just having that camaraderie, like, so on this hike, one of our friend's kids didn't like that he was muddy after jumping in the mud puddles. Like, one of his short legs, one side of his shorts were completely covered in, like, mud. And by mud, I mean, like, thick, muddy muck.
Yeah.
Like, hurricane came through muck. Mm. And so he was really struggling with that. And the mom was trying really hard to keep his pants and his shoes on. And eventually, like, I was like, you know, like, it doesn't hurt any of our feelings for your kid to be in his underwear on this hike. Like, yeah, if that's what's going to get it to where he can walk back, like, that's fine. And mm-hmm. any parent who judges you along the way, like, I'll give him the stank eye for you, like, whatever. Just having, yeah, that camaraderie of, like, I don't know, I'm still learning because it's a newer friend, like, where the, like, helping parent to each other's kids goes. Like, I'm not, mm-hmm. you know, where do I scoop up or where do I, like, swoop in? Because sometimes kids listen a little bit better when it's not their parents. Sometimes they don't. It's a learning curve how kids respond. But, like, if me momming your kid will help you because they're going to listen to somebody else, like, I'll do that. I don't care. Mm-hmm. We're still learning all of that, but just the, like, emotional support of, like, whatever, let your kid hike in his underwear. I don't care. These feral children, like, they're going to see, oh, my girl learned how to pee in the woods. My boy knows how to pee in the woods, but that's easier. Yeah. But the girl learned how to squat and pee.
Mm-hmm.
In the brush. She's three. I was much older by the time I did.
It's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah. And along the lines of what you said about, like, starting local and explore mm-hmm. where you live, again, that overlaps some with the micro-adventures, and that also overlaps some if our listeners haven't heard, they are not up to date on our podcast. A micro-adventure is, like, exactly what it sounds like a little adventure, something very manageable in a short frame of time, close to your home, not expensive, is how we defined a micro-adventure mm-hmm. for families. So that goes in more in there. And then we also want to do an episode soon on our list is about, like, adventures at home. So some of that might overlap with this too, but something that just came to mind is, like, my kids love play pretending adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what I heard them playing in the backyard just earlier today. But that's what made me think of it. I'm like, they are on their own adventure right now.
Mm-hmm.
In our yard, they are playing. They play camping and hiking a lot. Gosh, I wish I could remember what it was. Because, like, my son, like, poked in and was like, Sissy, want to come play? Blah, blah, blah. Like, and it was an adventure thing. It was like, I don't remember what it was, but it was fun. And I was like, oh, it's a really fun, practical way, especially, like, with building a culture of adventure in our families, building safety practices. Like, it sounds so silly, but, like, if my kid is playing camping with the fire, I'm going to reiterate fire safety with him.
Sure.
And get that in his brain, or, you know, they play pretend, like, cooking, like, nature cooking, making soup or foraging and different things, like, and in their brains and their environments and their creativity, like, that is a full-fledged adventure for them. And I love that. And I love that it's in the backyard while I'm doing dishes.
Whole lot. Everyone wins.
Yeah. Just kidding. It wasn't dishes I was doing. What was I doing? I was probably editing the safety podcast.
So sorry for that beast.
It's okay. It's a good beast. It's just I also have had very split attention and focus lately.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Other thoughts on like adventures or tips and tricks to launch somebody, like if somebody came up to you and was like, I'm not an adventure mom. Mm-hmm. Where do I start?
I think go with a crew and start local are my best pieces of advice. But also you have more of like a go big or go home personality than I do. And so I know for me, it's like, let's take incremental steps. And you tend to be like, let's just do the whole thing at once. So would you say start local and start small? Because I know for some things you've been like, got to go far enough away that I can't bail out.
It's true. So it's funny. I affectionately call that my Peter personality. There's all these different personality tests, but I am Peter from the Bible who says like, yep. No, Jesus, don't wash my feet. How could you? And he's like, no, like it's important. And he's like, okay, wash all of me. Like 0 or 100. He's like, oh no, the waves. Yeah, I guess I'll walk on water with you. Like, I probably would give that advice, but don't always take it.
That tracks.
If that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
If I'm 0 or 100, I know that I'm, if I'm not 100, I'm going to be 0. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm not going far enough to where I can't bail out, I'm not going to leave the house.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good for me to have those gentle reminders like, yeah, just go to the playground across the street. Like, that's great. Mm-hmm. That is what my kids want and need right now. And that's okay. But yeah, I would definitely always recommend it. Or like, if you are a person like me, that's a 0 to 100, just do your homework, do your research. Don't put yourself in a dangerous situation or a situation to where you never want to adventure again.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make it, that would probably be okay. To summarize, I'm an external processor. To kind of summarize that the feeling I'm trying to convey is like, whatever will make it a win, make sure it's a win. So if you know and can guarantee that as much as within our power, that the playground is a win, do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can plan out a camping trip 3 or 4 hours away and you feel confident that it will be a win, do that. But you want to leave an entry-level adventure feeling like you can do it, not feeling yeah. like you got in over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that can vary for all different people, what that looks like or feels like. But
absolutely.
Ultimately feeling like at the end, like, yeah, like you want for your family to feel close and tight-knit and like you can conquer the world together. And whatever creates that feeling and that culture within your family, I would say is a great adventure and a great entry-level adventure, no matter how small that might be.
Mm-hmm.
But beginning to build that like, yeah, we can do it. Yeah, we're adventure people type of
yeah.
culture in your home is a good entry level, a good beginning place.
I like that.
My notes on my phone today and I don't think I like it. I'm too old school. I want my papers back. Oh, I love what you just typed in. Or maybe you typed it in earlier that I hadn't seen.
Oh, the last thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did type that in earlier, but whatever. You're just reading my notes now. No. Going back a couple minutes to like adventures at home and how our kids play adventure. We're big readers Nikki's family is big readers. And so my kids, particularly my son, is very into like reading stories of adventure.
Yeah.
And then that frequently shows up like in their play, but also it just kind of broadens what they think of when they think of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We just did the, it was the abridged version, which I don't always love for kids, but it's what I had. We did Tom Sawyer.
Oh, fun.
Just a couple nights ago. And it was abridged, so we did it in like 3 nights because it was short. But like, it was a totally unfamiliar story to him, a totally unfamiliar like geographical region, just a lot of like expansion of like his mind, which is really all you want from reading to your kids. And from adventuring with them is to expand their mind and just kind of change their worldview.
Yeah.
And then they'll end up in a creek in Indiana playing Swiss Family Robinson with rocks for dishes.
Yeah. I was just thinking too, like recreating some of those adventures would be really fun. I forget who it was. I'm certain it's on the 1000 Hours Outside podcast because that's my go-to. But a lady said, I think she was an adult. I don't know if she took her kids on it or if it was something she wanted to do with her kids. But like she read The Little House on the Prairie and then took like The Little House on the Prairie tour, or like took like a road trip to like where they were, or like followed their path or something, and went west, and kind of incorporating and making those stories alive. And when they're adventure stories and now you're making it alive and going deeper in not storyland, like,
yeah,
that's an adventure. And it's fun because it connects it to the learning that they did there. I we just finished The Wizard of Oz, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And it's so
So you're going to take your kids to Oz?
No. But it's funny, some of the connections. Then we watched the movie. So there was some connection there. They had a movie night with some friends and watched it. And like somebody, we do decoration walks around town when like around Halloween and Christmas. Like my kids love just going on like an hour stroller ride with the littlest. And a lot of times my olders are riding their bikes or walking. And looking at all the different decorations that people put up. And one of them has like a tree with a face on it. They're like, that's like the tree from Oz. And yeah, just seeing those connections and the play, the way that the adventures and the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, the book has a little bit more adventure journey. And it's really fun. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more adventurous and mission driven. Like they need to do XYZ before they can do go see the wizard. And then the wizard sends them on a mission and they cross these hardships XYZ for that mission. And then they need to get back to the wizard. Like it's a little bit more of a journey than the movie is. So it was a fun read and seeing, like conquering adversities and doing it in with your own resources, you know, it's fun. And that's an adventure, you know. Sure, I'll see my kids playing flying monkeys. The flying monkeys are good-ish guys in the book. They are neutral. They are essentially slaves. They're kind of like a genie. Whoever has a hat gets 3 wishes and they have to do whatever those 3 requests are. Oh. So like they are not bad, but when the Wicked Witch had the cap, they did her bidding and were bad. But Dorothy has the cap and they aren't all that bad. They're actually very helpful, very kind. They tell her their history, their family history. It's a lovely book. It was never on my radar before I picked it up at the library. I saw it and I was like, huh, didn't even know this was a book.
It's several books. There's more than just that one.
Yes, I know that there's young adult ones that, from what I'm reading on some of my book groups, there's a group for everything on Facebook, mm-hmm. are very young and not, I don't even know if it would be considered young adult. It's adult. There's mm-hmm. actually a little bit of frustration that they put the movie most Wicked, because they put like a picture of the movie from Wicked on the cover of the book, and they're like, no, we do not encourage young girls to read this book. So those are different. Yeah, I don't know if that's what you're thinking of, like all within the series, or if there's a series of children's books.
No,
aside from that.
Now I'm not sure either.
I didn't even know it was a book until a couple weeks ago, so I'm in the dark on this one. But yeah, I was thinking about Tom Sawyer too, for a fun one to watch with the kids and see how their perception of adventure changes, and kind of easing mm-hmm. into that, like making, I loved our listener, Christina. But yeah, like Christina said, like anything can be an adventure, you know, going to Home Depot is an adventure. Going to Home Depot, oh my gosh.
It is an actual adventure.
Like, yes.
No questions asked.
My son, like my husband, will be like, ooh, what can I do with the kids today? I think I'll take them to Home Depot. And then like he mentions it and my son's like, ah! Like he's ready for
Home Depot. Yeah.
I'm like, great, that sounds like a y'all thing. Like, I'm staying here, editing a podcast. But yeah, it's about how we frame it and build that culture and that mindset with our kids is probably one of the bigger precursors for beginning and easing into adventuring, is having it be a part of your vocabulary, have it be a part of your life, have it be a positive association, and that can be built through play, through books, through small adventures, and then watching that love grow. Also, following our kids' leads on things too, seeing mm-hmm. what they're passionate about and interested about, and those adventures will be an easier win because they're already invested in it. My kids have been playing butterfly again. There's been different seasons where they play butterfly, where my kid crawls through the grocery store saying, I'm a caterpillar, and then starts flapping around the rest of it saying, I'm a butterfly. But now this time it was, we had like a marathon of doctors and dentist appointments. I just caught up on all the appointments. So like every other day we were at the same doctor's clinic, and my kids are all hanging upside down from the chair saying, I'm in my chrysalis. As people like walk by, and I'm just like, cheers, my 3-year-old knows how to say chrysalis. Like,
right.
And is accurately applying it. Like,
yes, we do homeschool.
Yes, they're weird and hanging upside down, and then the baby is trying to do it too. So you have like a 2-year-old like very haphazardly hanging around the chair. And then they're all flapping all around the waiting room. Yeah, good. We're homeschoolers.
How'd you know? What gave it away?
But like it's been on my mind, like, let's see if there's any butterfly things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Botanic Gardens. Botanic Gardens in Virginia had a beautiful butterfly house with a bunch of chrysalis.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Any parting thoughts? This is a little bit more of a brief Adventure Mamas podcast. It's my anniversary. So I'm going to go eat ice cream and watch Only Murders in the Building.
The Witcher? Oh, not The Witcher. That was not The Witcher. Sorry.
Netflix, man. I need to call them and be like, why are military? Stop booting us. I got off from Netflix again.
So sorry. Only Murders in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building, which is funny because it's a show about people making a podcast.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I know that. I watched Nobody Wants This. Like last week, it's Kristen Bell and
I want to be her best
friend. The other guy. Dax. But she and her husband. She and her sister have a podcast in the movie.
Okay. I was like, in real life? I listen to everything, right. Kristen Bell.
Right?
No, I just think that she's the best. I will give the advisory notice that Only Murders in the Building is very kosher as far as like vulgarity. Like it's very mild there, but the language is on par with my military environment here. Doesn't faze me, but I'm sure it would faze some of our listeners. Knowing the audience, knowing that my mother-in-law is listening to the podcast, there'd be a lot of F-bombs. But other than that, it's really not crass. It's really funny. It's Martin Short and Steve Martin and Selena Gomez. And it's really good. But now I'm also going to watch the Kristen Bell one because that sounds incredible. Are you watching anything new lately?
I'm not.
In all of your spare time?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been reading Balanced and Barefoot also in my spare time. We're going to talk about that in an upcoming episode.
Yeah, that's why I'm not watching anything right now. It's because I get in bed and I'm like, I have to read this book.
It's so good, though.
It is. It is. But also, like, it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm reading, like, an actual book and my baby's sleeping next to me. So I have, like, my phone flashlight and I'm holding a pencil to try to underline things and the book. And then the baby wakes up and wants to nurse. And it's just, there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah. It's easier for me to fall asleep in while I'm reading a book than it is watching a show, too.
Mm.
So, books be a little bit slower for me. I think, yeah, I'm not reading any other, like, I'm only reading Balanced and Barefoot right now. I have a big, like, TBR list, but it's not going anywhere right now. I've been watching Only Murders in the Building in my spare time.
That's Hulu, right?
Yes. Listeners. I don't want to deal with, I was going to say I would burn any bridge about having any type of endorsement deal ever down the line with ESPN, but they are frauds. We got the Disney, Hulu, ESPN Plus bundle specifically to watch football. And there has not been a single football game, NFL game that we've been able, at least for our team, like we're not watching everybody else's team, but there has not been any Bills games on ESPN Plus in our.
Maybe that's a Bills problem.
No, like
it's an ESPN problem.
It is like we got this because we're out of the locality. So when they say like you're not in the locality, like duh, I would watch it on the regular TV with some bunny ear antennas if I was in the locality. Like,
like because you're not in New York, you don't get to watch the Bills.
Yeah, they do that. Paramount tries to do it. We trick them. And we get to watch it still when it's on CBS. But they're like, this isn't your local game. Your local game is the Atlanta Falcons. And I think they pull some Jacksonville Jaguar games. But I'm like, no, I pay for a subscription because I don't want, I want the non-local games. Yeah,
all of it.
Yeah, ideally, all of it. But like, I'd even settle for just all the Bills games. Like, yeah, and so I'm like, I'm glad I'm getting Only Murders in the Building by getting that bundle, but I'm not getting Jack Diddly Squat from ESPN Plus. You stink. You're up there with Netflix booting me from the account.
We have very strong opinions and hold our streaming platforms to a very high standard.
Yeah. And there goes any future endorsements with streaming platforms. It's okay because I try to be screen-free for my kids anyways. Get outside. You aren't our target audience anyways. Netflix, ESPN Plus. Spit at you.
Hulu, though, is great.
It's been wonderful. It's been a joy. And Amazon, We Thick as Thieves. Just if anybody wants to know, I'm not always negative. Amazon, wonderful.
We're not mad at you.
No. You can be our friends. You can sit with us. I'm digressing. I'm getting the sillies.
This is early for us, too. So
it's true. All right. Any parting thoughts?
I don't think so.
Let us know if you're a new adventurer and you have any specific questions. Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram. We're at adventure.mamas.podcast. You can email us, adventuremamas.
Ooh, if you want to like share a story about your entry level adventures.
Yeah.
And things that you've done, like as you were becoming an adventure mama, or if you're becoming an adventure mama.
Yeah.
Tell us all the things. We'll read your emails if you want us to.
Yeah. Like,
on air. Obviously, we'll read your emails. But we'll read them on the podcast if you want us to.
Put it in the subject line. Like, please read this email. Otherwise, we'll just go straight to trash. No, just kidding. We'll read them all. We get very excited about emails. But yeah, I would love to hear people's stories. I would love to share people's stories. You can tag us on Instagram, share it to us at Facebook. Facebook is the Adventure Mamas podcast.
Yeah.
All the rest are just Adventure Mamas podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
Happy adventuring.
Happy adventuring.